The largest portion would come from a total of more than $260 million in property tax revenue. But Cobb Commission Chairman Tim Lee says homeowners will not see any property tax increases. Instead, he says tax money currently dedicated to paying off several park and recreation bonds set to expire in 2017 will be transferred to the project.
I believe the economic benefit that we realize this through increased property values and increased sales tax will more than offset the investment being made by the county at this point.
Also included in the local contribution, hotel-motel tax funding, a new 3% rental car tax, and a $3 per room per night charge for hotels located in the Cumberland Community Improvement District. The plan also calls for a tax increase for businesses in that district, but Lee says business owners are on board.
I went and spoke with the leadership of the Cumberland CID late last week, and the leadership represents over 70% of the businesses in that district, and they're very supportive, and they look at it as a positive investment in the community in that area.
The plan also includes $14 million in transportation improvement funding and another $10 million from the Cumberland Community Improvement District. Meanwhile, officials say the Braves would pay the rest. Lance Lamberton with the Cobb Taxpayers Association is glad homeowners won't see increased property taxes, but he dislikes the use of taxpayer money for the project.
This is a private sector, private entertainment venue for profit, and taxpayer dollars really shouldn't be involved in financing an enterprise like this.
Officials say the stadium property would be bought by the Atlanta Braves, but the portion where the stadium will sit will be transferred to the Cobb Marietta Coliseum and Exhibit Hall Authority and leased to the Braves. The Cobb Commission will vote November 26th. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News.